Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, caller 775-762. Are you there?
Hi, Reverend. Yes, I am.
Hello there. Could you guys hear me at all earlier?
I didn't hear anything. I heard myself being unmuted, and I said hello, but that was it.
Okay. I do apologize. Just a little bit of technical issues here. Okay. So you're the only current caller right now. The other two dropped off because I guess none of you could hear anything. My mic was on mute for some reason. So, there we go. We've got another one calling in. Great. So welcome back to the show. This is your host, Reverend Adam. I'm going to get to you in just a moment. May I put you back on mute? I've got to reiterate everything that nobody heard. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll get back to everyone here. Once more, thank you and welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. Sorry about the inconveniences today. The last couple of shows, I was not able to cancel them in time. We had a family matter come up that we had to take care of. But once more, we want to thank everyone for tuning in to today's show. I apologize for the last couple of shows. And also to visit our website at howpsychic.com. for all of your private reading needs. Now, we're going to go ahead and take callers on today's show. Remember, one question per caller, one-part questions only, please, is usually what we're trying to do here. Looks like we only have two callers, so we might get away with a couple questions per caller today. And sorry once more for the technical issues today. Looks like my phone or my microphone here was on mute, and I thought I turned it all on. All right, so let's go ahead and take on the first caller once more. Area code 775, first three digits are 762. You're once more live and on air. Welcome back. How can I help you today?
Hi, Reverend. I pray that your family matter is all resolved, and I will pray for you, okay?
Thank you. It has been resolved, and all prayers and all feelings of light and endearment are welcome. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, Reverend, and I won't go into a long story, but I share rent with my sister 50-50, and ultimately it turned out that I paid extra in the rental computer portal, and now my sister Leslie has not paid her rent for September. So I've emailed her, and I'm trying to keep things very cordial and loving.
Of course.
If she had lost her job or if she were ill, then my response would be pure love. And I'd say, you know what? That's what sisters are for. I will help you. But that's not that situation. I'm very concerned because she's ignoring my attempts for communication. Will my sister Leslie pay the full rent for October? Because technically that is what she owes.
Okay, let's see here. Yes, okay, so I'm getting the message that once more you will need to be on one or two more occasions very honest with her and upfront with her about her needing to take this responsibility. I feel that kindness goes a long way, but sometimes you have to rip that bandage off and you have to go in instead of walking on those eggshells and just really let them know, look, this is unacceptable. I do feel that the case will be that she pays what she owes, so yes, but I feel that you're going to need to be a little bit stern with her.
Well, what I'm going to do, Reverend, is I've notified her that I am not going to pay anything because I have fully paid. She has the proof. She can see it for herself online. And that and that the apartment manager will be quick to take action if she doesn't receive the full rent by the 6th of October. And I mentioned that, of course, both of us want to retain our perfect rental history. But I think I have to stick to my guns on this because – Well, I think she's trying to take advantage of me, and I will let her know again that if she doesn't pay, then any late fees will be her responsibility and how serious this could be for both of us. So will she pay by the 6th of October? Everything, it'll be about $1,500.
I believe she will have no other choice but to do so. And I feel she will be motivated to do so.
Okay. Well, I love my sister way more than all the money in the world. But I'm 67, Reverend, and I need to count every penny because I'm trying to hold off starting my Social Security. And so
yes, that's understandable.
It's my nature to be overly generous and kind and forget myself, but I'm going to be very firm about this. And I love her, but I think I need to have some self-respect as well.
Of course, of course. And I agree. You know, we can't help others unless we can help ourselves. And sometimes helping another person is also about having a stern, firm hand with them when necessary. Even if it is our own family or someone we're very close to, like a good friend, sometimes people around us need a little bit of an extra boost, and that only comes through a firm hand at times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to be like that. That's
well,
it's
I
not
understand.
My nature.
I'm not that way either. But it's not necessarily a bad thing. When you come in as a spiritual teacher, you have to learn to balance the two, the soft hand and the firm hand. And you have to learn how, you know, both are really required for a person's development. But also in any relationship or friendship, whether it be family, friends, or whatever, you have to communicate how they have made you feel or how their actions are unacceptable. And sometimes the only way they're going to get that is by being abrasive rather than coming in and saying, oh, that's okay, you can do better next time. No, it's not okay. You know, you can do better next time, but it's not okay. It's not acceptable. And, you know, that's what the situation is.
So you see her paying in full about $1,500 or so by October
6th? That's correct.
Okay. And Reverend, I'm going to listen to your show if you don't mind. And if you have time, I would love to tell you something exciting, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'll bring you back on air then. Thank you.
Sounds perfect. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller now. And the next caller is area code 703-201. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia. I'm glad you're back because I heard some woman's voice going, hello, hello, hello.
Yes. Sorry about that. We were having a little bit of technical difficulties with the equipment here. Go ahead.
That's okay. We're in Mercury retrograde. But anyway, I was in this relationship with a guy. Yes. That's why we're all in technical difficulties.
Right. Well, the last two shows even, I couldn't even get into my account to cancel the last two shows on time. So I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's everything has gone awry the last 3-4 weeks, you know, everything. And so it's not just you.
Right.
But
how can I help?
But my question is, I was dating this guy and kind of had like a little, I don't know, I guess sort of falling out, whatever. But I was wondering if you pick up if we get back together or should I just move on?
Okay, and what's the guy's name, hon?
His name is Ed or Edward.
Ed or Edward. Okay, good, good. All right. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's some communication issues with him, all right. He's coming from that place where he still hasn't healed some of the inner child within him. And this goes back mm-hmm. to his childhood. This goes back to some of his old romantic, you know, situations as well in his adult life. What I'm feeling here is that person within him that really wants love and attention, but he doesn't know how to keep himself on track and he doesn't know how to organize his life, okay? It's like he's mm-hmm. always fumbling over his decisions. What I am seeing between the two of you is a connection there vibrationally that brought the two of you together to heal and to move to a higher vibration. I feel you've been paying attention to that, but he hasn't been paying attention to it very much, okay? There's a bit of struggle mm-hmm. within him because he tries to run from his issues rather than facing them, okay? You've been on a spiritual mm-hmm. journey a lot longer than he has. Now, I feel that what vibrationally brought the two of you together was pain in both of you. You've been healing yours. They haven't been healing theirs. Yes, there is a chance for this relationship to work out. I like to give percentages because it allows a person to really understand what their chances are versus saying, oh, mm-hmm. yes or no, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because we live
right.
in such a black and white mind frame, but not everything is so black
right.
and white. Okay?
Right.
What I'm getting is about a 65 to 70% chance of you two rekindling everything and getting it to work out, okay? I feel that you're a lesson for him in so many ways to get himself to delegate his life a little bit better, to manage and master his life a little bit better, and to also allow himself to feel once more, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, yes, yes. Him and his ex-wife have a child together, and we were dating. He was supposed to move in with me, and somehow, you know, she coerced or manipulated the course or whatever she dangled in front of him to get back with him because the kid was devastated about the divorce, not doing well in school. He's 13, loves his kid, and decided to go back
yeah.
with her, and I'm kind of, you know, left out in the dust. And I tried to reach out to
yeah.
him just to say hello and all that stuff, and you know, she took his phone, started texting me nasty things, and
of course she did.
You know, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're dealing with someone here that practices a little bit in a darker spectrum. Okay, I'm trying to
mm-hmm.
be light about the way I'm saying this, but do you understand that she's put a lot of negative energy towards the situation, not just through her actions or her words, but also through her intentions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. This is energy that obviously I feel you have done some things already to try and cleanse out.
I did.
I feel your efforts will not be in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm saying
Hello?
That your efforts
yeah,
will not be in vain. So
she had the phone, and so I'm texting back thinking it's really her, but then I realized he probably still has the phone, and I said, I really hope and pray that you, you know, get some guidance and some, you know, love and support to help you through all this transition and be a better person, because you're just manipulating him, and now the only person who's going to get hurt is your son all over again.
Right, right. Well, here's the problem, okay? She's using dark forms of magic to control and manipulate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to flat out say
mm-hmm.
it because I don't know if you're getting what I'm getting at here, okay? And
mm-hmm.
this energy has also not only been placed on him, but she has literally tried to go after your throat, okay? I suggest you reach out to me for a private session because there's a little bit more to get into here than what we can do on today's show.
Oh, yeah. I had some anxiety on Sunday, and I'm thinking I'm picking up his. No, it was actually hers. because I'm very much an empath myself, and I had all this anxiety. I'm like, it's not coming from anybody else. I'm like, what the heck? It was definitely her. And that's the same day that I text the phone. So.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. She's, do you understand the term, let me put it this way, energetic vampire?
Yep.
Okay.
She's
that's
trying to
what
suck
we're
the life out of me
here,
and everything else.
But she takes it on a whole nother level. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. So do you have a pen and paper?
I do.
Okay. I want you to write this number down and give that call. Give this number a call. Okay?
Okay.
After the show, obviously, because I can't talk during the show.
Right.
But the number is 443-319-3366. And I hate the last four digits of my phone number, so trust me, I know.
That's fine. Well, his number's a 443 too.
Yeah.
I got it all right. I got it.
Yeah. Go ahead and
give
me a call.
But I still think it's a good angel number, not a bad angel number.
Well, it depends on how you want to look at it. But give me a call. We'll get it done. I've also taken a little bit of a snapshot of your phone number here, so I know how to reach you, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Many blessings to you. Our next caller here is 561. Looks like a Florida number to me. Erica, 561. First three digits are 287. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Yeah. Hi, Stacy from Florida. I just want to know if you see anything for love, for career, you know, anything coming up.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Nice to meet you, Stacy. Which part of Florida are you in?
I'm in Delray Beach, which is South Florida.
Nice, nice. I'm from the East Coast, so West Palm, you know, Pompano. Now, let me see here. You want to know what's coming up for you pretty soon. Actually, the first thing I see, are you looking for a new job?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling like your struggle's about to be over. There is a new job here, and it doesn't look very far away. It's only a matter of a couple weeks at most.
Oh, that would be that'll be great. You know, I mean, is it near me?
It looks like a
me?
Career to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely nearby. It looks like a good career because I see the pay is good. I feel like whatever it is, you're going to be passionate about it because I feel like you're no longer willing to settle for less than what you're really passionate about. And I think that's very good because that's where our true heart is. That's where we're going to be the happiest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What comes in is going to be very good for you. Also on the romantic sector, okay, there's something here that hasn't quite developed yet, but I think it's already present in your life. So I want to have you give me a little background.
I haven't been dating at all because I've been looking for work and, you know, you go on so many interviews and kind of that hasn't been going. So I don't, you understand. It's just, I put effort into that so much and it's just like, you know, you take five steps forward and two steps back. So
I'm just
hoping, you know.
Okay, well, the two actually seem to be connected for some reason because they come in about the same timing, okay, give or take. Now, I don't like to give out timelines because people become so attached to them and then they are so attached that they kind of choke it. But I'm feeling them coming in around the same time for you. There is something there that you may already know this person or have seen them in your runnings around. But there is something already present that hasn't unfolded, which means it hasn't gone anywhere, no dating, no nothing like that quite yet. But I feel this person will make themselves known very soon.
Is it somebody I know of or anything
about
them?
It could be. It's either someone you know or someone you've seen just out in the open, you know, in public. It could be anything like that. But there's definitely a kind of familiarity to this one. However, I will tell you, definitely going to be a much better relationship than the last.
Yeah, the last one was a long time. I haven't been dating in a long time. I put that on hold because, you know, I guess with the career and everything, it's just like I had a long-term career and I had a layoff from it. And, you know, that kind of didn't make me feel too confident. And I just kind of took a break. But you say that's going to be better, the career, like in other words.
That's correct.
You understand it's been just contracting. It hasn't been anything steady. You understand
nothing
it's
solid,
not like it was
permanent.
Years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's coming up is permanent. It's not going to be a contracting job that's temporary. This is very permanent, okay? Something that you're very passionate about, something that will unfold very nicely for you, okay?
Oh, that'll be great. And at least, you know, going out dating again. I mean, it's like, it's been, I got to tell you, because, I mean, I guess to me, first impression is so important, how somebody presents themselves. And guess if I haven't had that good at the beginning, it's just like how you know, in the middle and the end, it's not going to be good unless it's something in the beginning. But it's somebody I'm going to be attracted to. Like, is it somebody I know as a friend?
You know, I told you it could be. I'm not entirely certain about that. And I know I'm being a bit vague about it, but I am also trying to be somewhat specific. It is someone you either know or you know of. Okay, so I want you to just keep your eyes peeled because it's out there and it's about to make itself known, and it's going to be a much better situation, and you're going to be very attracted to them. They're going to be very attracted to you, both physically, mentally, spiritually, okay? You're going to have the whole shebang with this one, so you better get ready because you're about to get knocked off your feet.
Oh, wow, because, you know, Adam, I think a guy has to approach the girl. I think, you know, that's the way it is. You understand. If you like somebody, you approach them.
I understand. And you know what? I can agree with you. That's the way it should be. That's the way it was meant to be to begin with. Unfortunately, that's not the way the modern world does it all the time. But I believe you are trying to attract that energy, and so shall it be.
Wow. That's good because, you know, I just believe that because the guy has to be crazy about the girl for it to work. That's what I think, you know.
Yeah, I get you. But I thank you for calling in and wish you all the best upon this journey ahead.
Oh, thanks. I want to still listen to the show. Thank you so much for your insight.
You're
thank
more
you
than
so
welcome.
Much.
I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute. All right. Bring on our next caller. We're going to go ahead and just play this little advertisement for the website. Once more, that's howpsychic.com. www.thebestofyourself.com. The link is in the show description page. If you'd like to visit that website, you can receive all of the individual private services that we offer. All right, and we did have a request to bring someone back on air who wanted to share something with us. This caller is 775. First three digits are 762. Hello, caller. You are live and back on air.
Thank you very much, Reverend. This is Wendy. And I had talked to you about my sister paying rent, and I forgot to ask you, once she gets on track with paying her catch-up rent by October 6th, will she be responsible and pay the rent like she normally does?
Yes, it will normalize after that. So I agree.
Okay.
Yes, that will happen.
So she's not planning on leaving me high and dry, you know, and moving out unexpectedly.
You know, the one thing about her is that she needs that reminder every once in a while because she's all about herself all the time. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like she's not looking at others. She's not paying attention to others. She just pays attention to what she wants when she wants it. And I think this boost, this little wake-up call right now will send her back on track.
Okay. And the surprise that I wanted to tell you was I'm the lady who's been on disability for 6 months now because of the auto accident and the yellow cab. And I've been worried about my continued employment. I got a surprise email from my supervisor today, and he sounded somewhat cordial and friendly, and he was just saying, FYI, we're now ready for all of us to relocate to the refurbished building. Should be very nice. And we're moving your belongings over there. And to me, I consider that a good sign because.
Oh, it's definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I emailed him back and I told him how thankful I was to the company and to him and that I'm thankful that he's my supervisor. And there were some issues with my headset because I have a hearing disability. But that was totally resolved before the accident. And I let him know specifically about some important stuff that's in my my cabinet so that I'll be able to do my job. And so hopefully he'll just view that as me being responsible. And I see my primary care doctor, the sweet little Asian lady who I love, on the 19th day of this month, coming right up here. And will she extend me another 3 months, or what do you see?
I'm seeing another 3 months, definitely.
Okay. So through 12/31, or just close to it, or maybe January 2nd, 2019?
We should be fine, hon. I feel like you're going to have more than enough time.
Okay. And in the real world,
you will
world,
reach
Reverend,
your goal is the message. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sorry, what did you just say?
You will reach your goal is the message.
Oh, well, my goal, Reverend, quite frankly, is to hold off starting my Social Security. I'm 67 for another 2 years. That's my real goal, so I hope I meet
then
that.
You
that
will
means
meet that goal.
And that means I'll have to have continued employment, quite frankly. So, and I'm hopeful that my sister Leslie and I, our lease ends at the end of June 2019.
Yes.
And I'm gonna let her know because I'll have had my settlement by that time, et cetera, from the injury. I'm going to say, you know, let's move to the Reserve. It's a real nice apartment building, close enough to walk to where my employment will be. And I wonder if she'll agree to that.
At this point, I can't give a prediction on that one, but it wouldn't surprise me if she did.
If she does?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you've given me good news, and I feel like I've been in the eye of a storm, honestly, and I think I've handled some things brilliantly, and I've learned from the way I've handled other things. Honestly, Reverend, what I really did was when I got a gift from my aunt in Canada because I wasn't going to make it with my rent. She gifted me way more money than I ever thought. And so I was so joyous, I went into the portal, computer portal for our apartment building, and I paid ahead rent 6 months. And I thought, oh, my God, I don't want to stress about this for the next 6 months. So I took matters in my own hand, and I found out who – I went on Google, and I found out who the president is of our rental association.
Yes.
And I provided a very intense reason why I needed the overage refunded to me. She didn't respond for over a week. I contacted her today, and then she said, okay – checks in the mail. So my sister will see that there's not going to be that huge overage out there anymore. I'm biding my time. When I get that check in my hand, I will mobile bank it, and then I will notify my sister, you know, you won't see that overage anymore, and I've used the funds elsewhere and for medical insurance, et cetera. And I think that'll inspire her. So, and I believe I willed this president to refund me. I know I can manifest, and I was relentless.
Well, it sounds like you've already manifested it, and you just need to trust in it.
Yeah. Well, I do respect you and admire you, and I thank you so much, and may God bless you and your beautiful family.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
Thank you,
and
Reverend.
I wish you the best. Have a good one on
you
your
too.
Journey forward. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We want to thank everyone once more for calling in and listening in to today's show. Once more, we want to apologize for the technical difficulties of our last two shows, as well as this one starting up today. It's been a little awkward trying to get these shows out and trying to keep in order with these shows, but we are doing our best to stay as consistent as we possibly can. Once more, you've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this has been your host, Reverend Adam. And once more, we send you all love and light and healing energy. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all Namaste love and healing.